Enter access code.
Reefers.
Authorization for card 47 Alpha Tango.
Hey, you must be a parking ticket, because you got fine written all over you.
Sitting here in another place that's not our studio because we don't have a studio. So thank you for tuning in to episode 19 of Two Dope Girls podcast, brought to you from Julia W.D. Harrison's home.
Yay! Welcome, everyone.
And actually, this is a Three Dope Girls podcast. Three dope girls and one dog.
Yeah, so because we've got 3.5
Parker back on the show. How are you?
I'm good, because I was eco-friendly or leaving a lighter footprint, what the hell you call that crap, and I walked here.
My carbon footprint is really low, because I walked.
But I don't really have to worry about it, because I don't have a kid, and that's so where it's like, what was the statistic about, it multiplies like 400 people having one kid, so I have a furry kid, that doesn't count, so I'm ready to go sit in golden, people, okay?
You have like a toddler for life, he's not even a full-grown kid.
And much cuter.
How much damage can he do?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And plus, he's better than most humans or any of the guys that I have gone out with.
Oh, I trust animals.
Snap have people. You dated any new guys?
No. No. It was a couple of them that wanted to, and I'm like,
have you had
no.
Any, like, pathetic run-ins with ones that we've talked about before on the show?
I just got to think about it for a moment. I'm sure I have run into a few.
Are you on Tinder?
No, I don't do. It's not a dating site.
It's not.
It's a
swipe. But it becomes a dating site.
It's not even. I want a little scrutiny or
a
little.
I think.
Well, you can find handsome people.
Very awesome dates.
Well, you can find nice people, dude. But let me tell you. Oh yeah, no, he's a foxy lad.
Oh, I got a very foxy lad.
But let me tell you, the thing is.
Because there's no screening whatsoever.
It seems like a bunch of, I mean, and this is just seeing it from an outsider's perspective. I've never done Tinder.
But I have.
It feels like.
But I haven't gone out with anybody.
People trying to turn.
Once in a turnout, right?
It feels like people are trying to turn a kind of casual sex idea into a relationship.
Holy.
Yeah.
Like when. Oh, no. I mean, he's foxy. There's nothing wrong with that.
Picture, though. He put that on his...
No, that's just one of his, like, Facebook photos.
God
that's not his
bless
Tinder
America.
Photo.
We could do a few more sit-ups. But
seriously,
other than that...
He's from Nebraska.
Okay, no, I like those boys. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's a production designer.
Okay.
He has two dogs.
That's good. Got to be a dog owner or a dog lover. That's what I found out. No.
He already introduced
me to
one of
people who don't
friends.
Like animals, it weirds
really?
Me out.
Is his friend single?
Married and not.
They always are. Hey, quiet from the peanut gallery.
Look, we went to play pool.
Nice.
He's got a very nice smile. I may have found my Chris, Julia.
Wow.
Let's see. I don't know. I don't want to like.
That's
don't
no. That's
it.
Awesome.
I don't jinx it. Yeah.
Relax.
But be unapologetically yourself.
Exactly.
Honestly, it is absolutely true. As soon as
I
changed
used to be
my
a dude, and he's like, "Hey, I'm kind of into that."
And you know what I thought about this for you, Lang, was because
this look. She's like, "Oh, I didn't know Addie was the guy before."
No, it's difficult when you're a very type A personality woman.
What is type A again?
The very aggressive, very, you know, I know what I want, very self-assured.
Yeah, I think I'm that to like a certain extent.
Right.
I know how to bring it down though, but right now it's
right,
career,
but I mean,
motivation.
Overall,
you're
very a dominant personality to be around, which is very awesome. But a lot of men find that very intimidating. Mm-hmm. And so I think that you're like a Sarah Connor looking for someone who can keep up with that. And you might need a fictional machine that is going to help
me about it.
And that's the thing. Like, maybe the type of man that can handle a woman, you know, it's one of those things. Like, I didn't think Chris existed until I met him. I'm like, holy shit, all of these things can be in one person?
Well, I'm hoping so.
That's, you know, and that's the thing. It's so difficult. I'm like, oh, fiction is the only way this is going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, I need an actual machine cyborg to come back from the future to be someone who can handle me. I don't know. He's like really excited about scratching himself.
A dog in the background that's well, panting wait. Real heavily.
Yeah. So why did? Get in here and sit on. Was it time?
I don't have kids, people.
You're supposed to be on the show, and you're not doing your part.
Well, exactly. So when? How long did he have to have the cone on? Or
he is still he getting does. A reprieve? When I'm not, he's not in my eyeballs. He presence. He's he Buddy. Has that on. I because I'm not.
Hey, meow. Relax with the Stitch trying to.
He's having a good time.
Does he like the beach as much as you do?
Yes, he does. He loves the beach and running and playing in the water, and he's a little... Oh, okay. Look at that, huh? Getting a little aggressive. No, I've had one dude say to me, look, you go 90 miles an hour, and I'm like, whoa, whoa, Sparky. I've never asked you to go that fast. I know I go 90 miles an hour, and I will rest...
In what terms?
In due time. Like when I'm 6 feet under or whenever, you know, I don't go 90 miles an hour constantly.
I think your dog just farted, like yes, crop dusted me.
He's
Buddy, better you than just, me.
He really,
is that going to travel he can, over this way? Oh, if it did the leg, it's coming.
Is it coming over there?
He's he can move mountains.
By an Asian woman at a Ross before. It's so funny because I was...
That's did you so see bad. My face? I was trying to ask you something. I completely forgot now because it was just...
Wow. This is a video podcast.
Dude, it's in my mouth.
We're getting bombed. We're getting gas bombed. Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ. Here, hold on.
Don't bring it over my way, pup.
That's my
Maybe
boy.
Maybe we should have done this outside. This nasally scent is brilliant. Julia just lit a match. Does that really work?
Look at him. He's laughing. Oh. He's laughing right now. I got to take a picture of him laughing.
You're hilarious, buddy.
This is
great. Oh, my God.
I'm funny. I just crop dusted everyone.
I haven't smelled a thing yet because I've been covering my nose.
Was that a bark?
I'm sure it hit my mouth at some point.
What's the matter with you?
It definitely hit Julia's
Sorry.
Mouth.
Wait, here. Now you can smell the sulfur instead, which is some...
Oh, matches are awesome. That does work. I've never tried that before.
The thing is I will not use any products in the bathroom like pine because it smells like you took a shit in the pine forest.
You're still smelling the fart in the air.
Who just shit a Christmas tree in here?
I just took a deep breath like the fart's gone. It's still there.
You just ate my dog.
Or have you ever been to someone's house and they have the citrus magic? Yes. And then you're just like, well, now it just smells like somebody shit an orange grove.
Right, exactly.
And then you can't smell that without going, what is it missing? Oh, fecal matter.
Right.
So I've got a bag of weed here. I'm just going to kind of shove my nose into for a bit.
Okay, yikes.
That smells great. We're talking about dating.
Yes.
Where were we before the crop dust?
Okay. Let's put it out there. What kind of guy are you looking for? Someone that like does, I mean, I understand what you mean. Maybe that you said that guy was telling you go like 90 miles an hour, like, you're not looking for someone to keep up with you.
Exactly.
Just someone to join every now and then, right? Just like, hey, hang out if you want to. You don't have to be a part of every little thing that I do. You don't have to go surfing with me and walk my dog and go to my shows or, you know.
Right.
What are you looking for in a guy?
Somebody that enjoys the same things that I do. But you don't have to go. Like, when I'm talking about 90 miles an hour, it's usually the career and my everyday. I'm going 90 miles an hour because I got to get shit done. I got to make a buck. I got to work on my career. I got to be on the computer.
Pretty much.
Exactly.
You know, you have to always move.
Oh, I was going to say, if you move there, he can totally chill up there.
Sweet. All right. He'll just look out the window.
Aim your ass towards the window, pup.
Wait, buddy.
Yeah, he'll be all right.
There you go.
Good. Let me move this.
You know who he looks like? He looks like Baxter from Anchorman.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, what is happening over there?
It's like Ron Burgundy, Will Ferrell's dog in the movie. And
is that the
like
one that got? Oh, that's the one that they that
the
Jack Black freaking drop kicks at the beginning, right?
Oh, that's awful.
That's a terrible part. But it's like he's like the hero of the movie. You have to watch it now.
It's very strange.
He is loving on Julia's knittings.
He likes to rub his head constantly.
Well, at one
his
point,
that's top
like most
head,
guys.
Thank you. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. I just want to rub my head on stuff. Oh, you're close, and oh, you're female. Oh my God, close enough.
Anyone Have you had like some weird pickup lines lately, like
weird pickup lines? Sometimes on Facebook, and I'm not gonna sit there and date a dude from Facebook,
the
man.
The poking's gotta stop.
What?
The poking on Facebook.
Oh, I just
still get poked.
No.
Yeah.
I don't even.
Oh, yeah.
What the?
It's like, and I hate when you poke them back and then they poke you back within seconds. It's like, dude, enjoy my poke, would you? You know, I'm
let
taking
it
in
linger.
A little. Right. Like a fart, you know, let it linger.
Like,
let enjoy
like
it.
Let
fart.
It marinate for a minute.
Thank
then
you.
Decide, let's see, test the flavors.
You don't just, you know, poke me back right away. Then we're in a poking contest and I don't want to do that. God.
I don't get the poking. It's so funny.
Enough with the poking already.
Exactly.
I know what you mean because you just did a photo shoot recently and posted the photos on Facebook and they're amazing, but you also have, and I'm obviously not judging every single one
of
your
comments.
Either, well,
oh, yeah,
just
I've gotten a few private
just
messages.
Enough.
Do you read all
just
of them?
Enough.
Or sometimes
it's hard not
to.
I really don't. I know a lot of people, they don't believe me. Like, you don't read all your comments? And I go, no, I don't have time to.
Sometimes you miss them, too.
Sometimes I miss them. I'm like, I'm not skimming through the. I don't read every one. Messages, yes. But when I post something and then people put on there, if I, you know, because sometimes it goes to look at previous
pages. Messages, you know.
Yeah, I don't have time for that.
But what was the photo shoot? How did that even come about? Because I'd like to, and guys, don't leave any creepy messages. But the photos were really cool. I've seen some. I mean, you were just painted into the background almost.
It was. It was a 24-foot mural. Gus Harper is an amazing artist. I remember his artwork in the beginning, and it's been like 15 years now, I think, and he's just come such a long way and just an amazing artist. Anyway, he and the photographer that I have worked with before, Justin DiVanzo, he is a photographer, incredible work. I've worked with him before, gave him some ideas, and we just got together and collaborated and ran with it. And they both came to me and said, hey, would you get naked? I go, sure. I had no idea what I was doing. You're like, they just
every
asked guy's me
like, is it that easy
to get naked? And I'm like, sure. So I'm like, all right, well, needless to say, if I get there, like, we're painting you. I go, okay, like Sports Illustrated swimsuit paint on me? And like, no, your head to toe. I'm like, sure, let's do this.
So they went all mystique with you and got all
just
these different
bit, yeah. I was,
what
I
kind had of paint, like airbrush?
No,
or
it was
they
paint with a brush,
like,
and dip it
and
into the paint and paint me. It was not, you know, non-toxic. It was for the body, so it'd stick on.
I know. I just remember that story from, I think it was Goldfinger, that one of the women supposedly, I guess, was that she died from wearing all that gold paint or something.
Oh, probably because she...
it was like, it's suffocation.
Wow.
Yeah. I know. That's every time I see someone painted head to toe, I always think of that weird story. I don't even know if it's
a
completely...
I'm glad I didn't hear about it before I did
the thing. Or it was either that or from Wizard of Oz, I think. Something like that. But either way, so you got this non-toxic paint people are applying to you.
Right.
Yeah, so you're
awesome.
Like, oh, good, it's cold, I'm naked, what's up?
Well, it was hilarious because he's, like, painting my crotchetorial area. Well, at first I gave him a message. I go, do you want me shaven or unshaven? And he's like, doesn't really matter. I go, all right, we're going El Natural.
Wow.
Oh, dude, you want to light another match.
Oh, no. There are no more in there.
Oh, no.
I'm wondering if I'm smelling it or not.
Rude.
Yeah, I've got incense, but I don't know. I don't want to mess with him too much. Oh,
up.
Yeah, the candle might help.
Yeah, it will.
Trust me. Or just light it and
light
blow it out.
A little bit of everything.
I don't know what his dealio is. You just relax here. You stay right in the corner there,
hey,
buddy.
Benito del Toro, how about you relax so we can hear about
this
crotch
cast
thing?
This podcast is brought to you by...
He's like,
Purina.
He's doing it, so you change the subject. So he's like, I don't want to hear about my mom's crotch, guys.
Exactly. But I was getting painted there, and I'm like... All right, could you just a little faster and then over to the left more? And it was fantastic.
And then you finished.
And then I finished.
You're like, thanks, guys. I don't think we need to do anymore.
Exactly. I'm done.
Not
now.
Really into
I'm
it.
Done
I think
here.
You missed the spot. Oh, yeah, that's
yeah.
Good. That's good.
But it was great. Yeah,
that's good.
So, is it going to be a series? You said it's a mural, but I mean, I know that what part did you play in this? Because I've seen the photographs, but where is this?
The mural is at his at his, what do you call it? His
like a studio or
studio,
gallery,
which is in Culver City.
Oh, nice!
And he's
okay.
going to have an opening in September, so I'll make sure I put that on my website, and you guys
Neat.
Can
okay.
check it out.
I was trying to figure out what the final product was going to be. Is it a series of people that are also involved with
some
this?
Other people have?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, neat.
So they're going to, you know, make some pictures, and who knows what's going to happen on opening night.
Probably going to be some living artwork.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't
maybe
know.
Maybe you'll shave.
Maybe
you won't.
You know what, guys? I'm bringing the 70s back. Starting here.
No, never.
No. Street illegal.
Straight. And trimmed. Ugh. No 70s porn for me.
You know, I don't want to sound really gross, but when women, especially during summertime,
ugh.
I sound nasally because dog farts are in the air. Sorry. But is because it, it's still smelly?
No,
I'm
just killed it all.
Okay.
I think it was worse the first time.
But it sounds gross. But seriously, when women don't trim, like, you can smell that.
You can
smell it when they walk past you. And
oh, you mean you can
yeah.
with the jungle bog?
Yeah, it's gross.
It is, absolutely.
No, you shouldn't need a machete to get to the promised land.
Thank you.
I mean,
when you okay, I'll take it a step further about being gross. Here we go. If you get grossed out easily, then flip off for 30 seconds. When you walk into a bathroom stall when someone was in there and you walk out, you're like, wow. And now I'm not talking about number two. I'm just talking about their scent. You're
like
oh!
You can tell, like,
wow.
Sweat pube smell.
Yes.
Yeah.
You haven't washed yourself in
my mom,
a couple
I gotta
days.
Share this with somebody. My mom said something the other day. She's at that age where she, like, thinks it's okay to say anything.
I love it.
It's so funny, but you're like,
I'm
mom,
already there.
You sound
that was
so
much
racist.
Well.
So she's been living in her house since 1995, and, She got robbed the other day. And I felt so bad. And I'm trying to, like, you know, I was calling her. I'm trying to, like, relax, like, her or whatever. But she actually seemed very optimistic. She's like, you know, I think I know who it was. I said, who do you think it was? She goes, well, it's definitely not a black person. I said, why that? She goes, well, you know. You know how some of them have, like, you know, black people have a scent to them.
Oh, no.
She goes, I walked in the house and I didn't smell anything, so it's definitely a Mexican. I'm like, Mom, you can't say what? Stuff like that. She goes, I have black people in my family. My mom is black. I have black people. I know my son-in-law is black. And I'm like, Mom, don't say that to the cops, though.
The minute
you
have
crazy.
To. No, but the minute you have to list off every person of an ethnicity you know, you know it's a bad time.
Yeah.
Just
they have to cling on to, like, well, I know this person. Yeah,
it's
she's.
Just like when someone's like, I have a friend who's gay. I have a family member who's gay. Dude, you should not have to qualify
then,
anything you're saying.
But then my daughter's like, well, the guy's on the subway. And I was like, oh, she's got a point. Like, I know what kind of scent she's talking about. But I was like, Mom, you can't say that's, like, a black thing. Like, it
that's
doesn't
hilarious.
Stick to one. I was like, that's like me saying I walked in the house and it smelled like tamales. It's got to be a Mexican. I'm like, that's offensive. She's like, well, maybe he had tamales for lunch. I'm like, Mom, you can't say certain things. But, yeah. Body odors,
yes. And that's and speaking of Yikes. Dating and stuff, you chemistry has to be right.
Pheromones, you have to be attracted to the person's scent. That's so true.
It's weird because honestly, I feel there are times after I've worked down things that I feel like, oh god, I'm disgusting,
yes.
whatever. And I've got the boyfriend who's like, I think you smell good, whatever. I'm going,
he will maul you when you're sweaty, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I guess,
and I'm going, what?
That's one thing I miss about having a boyfriend is, like, liking their, even their armpits stink.
Yep.
You know, like, after they come off stage from drumming or something, you just want
to,
like,
there is legitimate science to it.
Their balls
well,
back because it just smells amazing.
Maybe I'd go a little bit more north. I'd be a little bit more north than that.
I'm just saying, like, when Yikes. You're so attracted to them, it's like, wow, even your ball sweat smells good. That's love, right?
Believe it or not, Addie used to work for American Greetings. That was one of the
yeah.
cards You know, I love you so much. I even love your ball sweat stank.
Yeah, balls. Yeah.
There's a big picture of Alec Baldwin on it.
I could hold you in my arms forever and sniff your ball sack for.
What kind of position are you in to be able to hold him in your arms and smell
like
his balls?
You're hugging their ass. You're just like, I don't know.
Baby, I want to get romantical and 69 hug you and smell your balls.
I'll smell your ball sack. Anyways, hey, I wanted to ask you.
You wanted to ask me, or
yes,
you're
going
to
I'm
ask
going
me?
I'm going to ask you now because I wanted to, and here it goes.
Yes, darling.
We've had interesting weeks. You went to the Todd Glass show.
Yes, I did. It was, and guess
got
who else was invited?
Ron
Funches. Bunches of Funches was there. He is such. I met him once when I was at the Improv, and I went up to him like, "Hi, you're Ron Funches. You're neat. You're so funny. I'm meeting you. Okay." I'm walking away going, nailed it. Just nailed that. Like, walking away, like, convincing myself I didn't say something stupid, which I probably, you know, I don't know, it's kind of a blur. But he's so, he's so sweet. He was like, thank you very much. And then, because he's got that very soft voice, and he kind of looks like a teddy bear. And he's always
like
wearing a hoodie.
Draw,
yeah, he's always got a hoodie on, and he just looks so cuddly. But so he's there, and I'm like, I actually met you once before, but this is still cool. I'm excited. Yay. And I was much more, I don't think I said anything weird to him, but
you probably
other
did.
Than what I just said. Oh, I think that might be me. Sorry. I'm nailing it
cell
over
phones.
Here. But Todd Glass was amazing, and Jake, who was...
Todd Glass called me a whore for not showing up.
Well, no, he said, I'm not saying she's a whore.
Yeah, but you know, and it's like from him, I know it's a joke and it's like, it's funny. But then like you get Twitter people that like say stuff and it's like, only Todd Glass can call me a whore.
Well, do recognize
it was a joke. Like you're taking it a little too far, Broseph.
Well, the thing is there are some things you can only, it's difficult to read the inflection where it's like, oh, I understand, or like, oh, I understand. You know, you can put the inflection and emphasis
whore.
On anything.
I said, hey, I'm a clean whore.
Yeah. Right.
And Ron Punches said, I'll never trust again.
Well, no, because Twitter, I said, I'm like, you know, because you broke his trust for not showing up.
I was supposed to show up, and my friend from New York was in town, and he was...
And you went on a Tinder date before.
Oh, God.
Well, I had the Tinder date at 5, and then I was going to go and then meet up with my friend after. But he wrapped up on his set, and he, like, had his luggage with him. And he's like, well, is there a bar that I can hang out, you know, by your place until you're ready? You know, and I'm like, oh, man, I'm not going to make him, like, sit there with his luggage at a, you know, he's, like, exhausted. He just landed in L.A. He shot, you know, this thing for a show, and then he's gonna sit there at a bar waiting for me. I felt like a jerk, so I was like, no, it's okay, I just won't go. I figured there'll be other opportunities to go sit there, you know.
But it was a great time, and I actually was crocheting, so I'm not gonna lie, at the very beginning I just asked Todd, I'm like, is it gonna be weird if I crochet a little bit, because I mean, you know.
And
so
she asked him to turn the heat up because she was cold, and
no,
she had a glass of tea, a cup of tea.
What
were you
just
sitting,
it's
in the
adorable
front row
She's just the doorway.
No, no, it was just they're in their little studio that they record in.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's just a kind of little where they normally record.
Okay.
And so I'm just kind of sitting in the back. I'm like, is it going to be weird if I'm crocheting?
It's, you like, know? Yeah, but do it anyways. No.
Yeah, no, he's like, I don't know. Can you still be into the moment? I'm like, I usually listen to podcasts when I crochet and stuff. He's like, okay.
That's got to be cool.
But I can do it. It depends on what I'm working on. But I can actually do, you know, this blanket thing that I've got over here. I can work on that and actually stare at you while I'm doing it and not miss a stitch because I just know this pattern. Mm-hmm. But anyway, that's a super exciting story. Glad I told it.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Speaking of crocheting, have you done any comedy lately?
Have you crocheted any cock socks lately? I'm working on a
few.
Well,
tonight, but by the time this gets aired.
Well, you might be able to throw this
out
tonight.
Yeah,
this
up tonight.
Yeah.
It's Friday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we'll put it up today.
Culver City.
And it's
right?
On Sepulveda, 8 p.m. free.
Nice.
I'm going to be there.
It's a very intimate, very small place. So if you want to touch...
If you want to rub my boobs, you'll just pack a bunch of people in there.
Literally, it tonight's the night because
I'm there.
We'll touch someone. It's that small.
Yeah.
So if you want to reach out and touch someone,
we'll accidentally start mosh pitting.
Exactly.
It's the kind of show it's going to be.
Ooh, will there be mosh pitting?
I got back from Oregon and Washington. I was up there in a two-week
So I was going to ask. I saw your photos. How was that?
Awesome.
Yeah.
So much fun. My truck broke down.
Yeah.
That was fun. The fuel pump. So here I am. I'm just past Reading. And I'm giving it gas, and it's not acting right. And I'm like, what the hell's going on? But if I would keep it at 80, 85, hypothetically speaking, if I was going that fast, it would be all right. You know, it would be fine. But or if I would climb a hill, it wouldn't do well. So here I am, and I get on the phone with a friend. I go, dude, where is the nearest Toyota dealership? He's like, well, it's not until Medford, 120 miles away. I'm like, oh my God. So I'm white knuckling it because I'm like, there's nothing in between.
Yeah,
Reading and Medford is like weed, literally.
It's like yeah, no, it is.
Such a Texas that has nothing.
I've been through there twice.
Right. No cell phone coverage in certain areas. It's awful. So here I am, white knuckling. And there's bridges. There's major construction. There's no emergency part for you to pull over on. My knuckles have never been that white before, and I wish I had a camera crew with me because it would have been hilarious.
Graham Elwood, get on that shit, dude.
If I was wearing Depends, I would have filled it. But anyway, so here I am. I'm hauling ass, and I'm like, because I got, and plus AAA, you got to get past 100 miles, I guess. I have AAA plus.
They will tow up to about 100, I think it is. Or
so I got
to
get that 20 miles in before I'm going to call AAA.
Well, you're like, I don't even know. Cell's not even working anyway. Exactly. Let's just keep going.
So here I am. I'm going, and now it gets to the point where I'm still maintaining a speed that it'll keep going. No hills, but I got to get gas.
Oh,
I got to stop. I gotta stop. I get down the ramp at Weed, California. I stopped there and got a photo
because I'm that kind of person. I'm sorry.
You're hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, she pointed Weed, California. Like Weed. She's like, I know you girls will like this name.
I stopped there on my way to Seattle, so I got
you. And every time you pass, it's like the zigzag whatever exit to Vegas. Everybody takes a picture of the XXYXZ exit. What the hell is it? I don't even know how to say it.
I don't know.
But the same thing with Weed, you take a picture and you
haven't done
it.
That yet. I'm going to do it.
Okay.
Not yet.
I have a photo somewhere.
So how did you make the last?
I don't know what the letters are.
Oh, you don't?
It's like a bunch of Y's, X's, and Z's. Exactly. I couldn't even say it if I wasn't high.
So I get down to the bottom of this of the exit.
Did you roll out into, did you roll through in neutral and things like that?
No, I just died.
Oh, jeez.
Completely died.
Shit.
So I looked up in front of me, and there was an 18-wheeler on its side and 11 CHP officers. They helped me. They pushed me off to the side, so I wouldn't block traffic for people that exiting. And they called AAA, and they were there in 10 minutes. He loaded me up and carried me off to Medford, Oregon, and I sat there for 2 days. It was the best of all circumstances.
Yeah. Well,
it was awesome.
It's like the best time for your car to break down right there.
Jesus, your vehicle's like, I got as far as we needed to go, babe. Exactly. I'm sorry.
And the tow truck driver was awesome. He stopped at a hotel so I could unload my truck full of, you know, all my luggage and my dog food and everything. And then he drove to the Toyota dealership. We dropped it off. And then this was all Memorial Day weekend. It was Monday.
Wow. Yeah.
And then he dropped me back off at the hotel, and that was walking distance from the dealership.
Customer
which is awesome.
Service. That's great.
That's service. Yeah. Tipped them.
What is your Instagram again? Because I remember seeing all those pictures from
Wang's World 2012. That's where
2012. That's right.
Because I like taking pictures, but I'm not going to. Is it inodate? Inodate?
Inundate.
I'm awful with English.
I'm with you.
I don't
have to speak proper
Me
English
fail
on
English?
Our show.
That's impossible.
Yeah, you don't have to. I say like really stupid words. I make up bushisms. So
fake tishes. That was my favorite one.
Fake tishes.
Awesome. Fake
tishes.
So I mean, which they're both pretty accurate. You're just going fake tishes,
yeah,
which it
so
works.
That's a thing now.
It works.
So whatever you're saying is right.
Excellent.
Keep going.
I don't like posting a bunch of pictures. I mean, because I'm a picture freak. So that's why I get
shutterbug over
here,
too.
I feel bad when I flood someone else's timeline with like a million photos of my day.
Don't follow me then.
Look what I ate. Look at my new hat.
The same way,
this is hopefully all your choice, people.
But I do. I'm artsy fartsy, and there's a couple like, you know, there's nude shots on there that you can get away with on Instagram, and all that shit is on that. I don't put it on, you know, Facebook, because I already got enough freaks following me and saying stupid shit. Like, really? I'm supposed to be attracted to you.
Wait, guys,
you when you say stupid shit, really? No.
Guys who are your fans and who are listening to this, if you don't think it's you, think about it for a second. It might be you. You might be the person doing the thing that's awful. So if it's you, stop.
Right. It's amazing on what dudes will say. It's like, okay, and someone said this to me. They're like, the internet, it's not intimate anymore. It's like you can say anything because it's just...
There still should be some sort of filter.
It's not communicating at all.
Because it's weird when someone says something to you, like, via Facebook messaging or text, and then you see them in person, and it's like they act like they never said anything. It's like...
Exactly.
I call people out on it.
I call people... Did you say this to me face-to-face?
Well, the thing is, I'll bring something up if I've talked about it in
I'll
text.
Say, don't say that ever to me.
I bring up those things in person.
Before, where they get too gross. It's
I
like,
block.
Look,
yeah.
Come on. You know, it's like other people read this, but sometimes I let them go because it shows what an asshole they are. So I'm like, look at this douchebag right here.
Julia's talking about, you know, oh, if you're listening to this and you don't think it's you, it's probably you.
It could be you. It could be you.
I'm talking to you right now. There is a person who is going through a very messy divorce with his lady. That's sad. You know, they've been together a long time.
Right.
Was a photo client of mine, and he's, you know, a funny comedian, great guy, he's great kids, all this stuff. Mentions to me that him and his lady used to role play with the idea of me doing a threesome or something with them. Could have gone the rest of my life without knowing that information. It made it weird. I should have blocked him at that point. Now I get a message about, I guess they're trying to work things out. And he says, can we use your photo to catfish someone? And I'm like, too far. Like, now you're going a little... And he's like,
if you have to ask.
It's kind of creepy.
Like, it's not a joke anymore. Like, now it's weird. You know, the fact that you're saying you guys talked about it, she got jealous. It's like, I thought we were all friends and your clients of mine were like acquaintances, whatever. We have a good friendship. And then you say things like that. It's like, I really
not
am
cool.
One poke away from just like deleting and blocking.
Not just that.
And
but
it
you
sucks.
Said they want to use your picture to
that,
catfish.
The catfishing.
So thing. You're
the
lying.
Fact that you even asked.
And when it comes from a comedian, you're like, is that a joke? But it's
yeah,
like, no, he wasn't joking. That was
it's
real.
Creepy.
I'm like, no, like that's people are. So, yeah, there's some
so
fucking
creepy.
Weirdos out there that, like you said, you say that stuff online. Like if we were at the improv just hanging out, would you come up to me and say stuff like that? Would you? Or maybe they would, actually.
Some of them might, but the thing is that the photo shoot that you did with all the, I don't know what he called the whole situation. Well, I was going to say the blue paint.
Yeah,
but
I was a blue man.
I prematurely blew myself. Sorry, I love Arrested Development. But so, you know, there. I was reading some of the comments, and there were a few that I'm going, I think that they meant to be cheeky or coy.
Yes. Yeah.
And it comes off just a little bit like, yeah. Do I know you well enough that I get what you mean?
But even when, like, your good guy friend, like, says something weird. Like, I have...
Well, I did have one. One of my guy friends did say something. He sent me a picture of my crotch to me. And I'm like... He's like, nice. I go, yeah, isn't it? But I can take it because I know him and he can do that shit to me. And I'm like,
yeah,
it wasn't being
but you're
weird
the pervert
about it.
For looking that close yeah. and blowing it up
and yeah. sending it to me.
You
did not have
it.
To tell me what you did with this.
It's like, and how much time did you spend looking at that and right. cropping it and editing and sending it to me? That's a
but
lot of time that was
I'll
spent
take,
on your pubic region there.
I'll take my responsibility of it though, because when I did this, I knew this is going to be the other side of it.
Yeah, you know you're
going
to get
there. I'm mature enough. I could give a shit. I still stand by
what
it.
Would...
I'm glad I did it.
Yeah,
and
I've put up some like
crotch,
artistic nudes
so
and
it.
Stuff. And it's like, I know I'm going to have the guys from back in high school say certain things. But you would hope that people would have...
See the art side of it.
Yeah.
It was a cool experience.
Yeah.
And when someone ends up going and makes a comment that immediately goes straight to the sex part, like nice beaver, nice crotch shot, whatever. And I'm like, you took away, I'm not saying it's like I'm hurt by that, but
you're totally dismissing the whole idea of it and what it meant to me, which was artistic. And it's liberating too when you're completely nude and you're like, this is me. And more women should do it because it empowers you. It has nothing to do about sex or thinking your shit is hot or whatever. You actually are like, yeah, this is me and this is it.
So, I like how you said that too, but that it more women should do it. Not so much for like the superficial thing, like you want everybody to see it and like it. For yourself. Do it for yourself. Like boudoir shoots.
And I that and I had an ex-boyfriend years ago. And we were in the kitchen and he goes, take off your clothes. And it wasn't to have sex. He goes, take off your clothes. And I'm like, why? And I was extremely self-conscious. And he goes, just take your clothes off. And I go, okay. And it was gut-wrenching. It was gut-wrenching, but it was the best thing he ever did to me. And he's like, look at you. And I go, what? And he goes, how beautiful you are. And I'm like, are you serious? He goes, yeah. He goes, look at you. He goes, I know you're self-conscious. I see you hiding behind certain clothes and whatnot. He goes, but look at you. And I'm like, all right, and that was a turning point in my life.
That's good.
And he was a good boyfriend to have. It was like, wow.
What would you say, since you've been cast as several different cops and, and you know, but you've done all kinds of different work. People know you from touring and things. So since becoming more in the public eye, what do you think has been the biggest surprise for you as someone who's kind of in the public eye? That you didn't expect from people you don't even know, you know, people who are fans. Has there been anything that was more shocking that you didn't expect to have happened, or you came out to it differently? I don't know. I think. I've had people message me through Twitter and things like that with things I've said, and I'm going, oh, that's okay. So that means they listened to this. Oh, interesting. Okay. Oh, that's weird that you just said that you would do things to my lady parts. Okay, no, not happy with that.
I think it's how personal.
I
want to
lick your elbow, girl. No, I'm kidding.
How personal they describe things to me. They tell me their personal life like they know me.
They feel like they know you.
Exactly. But the thing is that I've always gotten that all my life.
Really?
I could be standing in the line at the bank and the dude next to me will tell me he's going through a divorce, fighting for his kids, and I'm like,
and he's got a hemorrhoid.
Just approachable, I think.
I think as a compliment, but on the other hand, there are days where I'm like, I don't want to hear it.
Don't care, bro.
Think that's like the comics curse. I just Facebooked about that. I said, what is it with comedians that everyone feels they can send you or talk to you about the grossest things or the most personal things? I have friends that they send me some disgusting photos, and when I'm like, ew, please don't send that. Oh, you know, you can take a joke. You're supposed to be able to take a joke. It's like there's still boundaries on what's disgusting and, like, appropriate and inappropriate. I don't want to hear it. Like, I had a lady at a Metro PCS store. I was just there to pick up a cell phone cover, and she's by the end of the night, by the end of the day, I ended up knowing like everything about her son's testicular cancer.
Wow.
And the story, she says, I think he did it to himself. I said, what? She's a little black lady. I said, oh, okay, that's terrible. She goes, you know, because we had this couch when he was little, and he used to like to go back there, and he'd just be pulling on his thing all day. I think he done gave himself cancer by yanking on his thing at a early age behind a couch. And I knew the guy's name. I ended up finding him on Facebook just out of curiosity. Now I got to put a name to this, face to this name. I almost wanted to message him and say, dude, your mom is spreading rumors about
your
you.
Mom's talking about your balls.
Yeah, like everyone knows your shit. She was talking loudly. So, or, yeah.
Okay, I was at a gig. And
oh, did he fart again?
He's good.
It smells a strong scent of vanilla now.
Yeah, that's good. Let's just keep it vanilla. Yeah. Also, I was in Arizona, and this guy came up to me and told me an N-word joke. And completely, and he goes, you're going to enjoy this one. And then... I'm like, really? Really?
I'm sorry. That's just...
No, I know that. And
oh, no.
I just looked at him and...
That's creepy.
No, this would happen. This happened to me just at home.
Like, did he, like, think you were a redneck or something? Like,
apparently.
Did you wear a hat?
Apparently.
Because,
I am from Wisconsin. Not that I'm saying there are rednecks. I mean, they're everywhere.
No, but you're, like,
like,
you
they're
grew
in California.
Up on a farm. And,
right.
Like, yeah,
so
I know.
He thinks that I was, or I like, you know, black people jokes. I was just like, wow.
Are you going to really enjoy this one?
You know?
I used to get funny. That, too. Someone would sidle up to you and be like, take a look at them coloreds or something. You're like, whoa, dude, I am white and you just automatically assume I'm on board with your prejudicial bullshit. Like, yeah. Well, I'm glad you made this conversation extremely short for both of us. Thanks.
I just was so in shock. I just kind of like stared at him.
That's crazy.
What? What did you?
You know nothing about me, and you assume somehow that you would be into that.
Yeah.
Well, how did you get out of that?
I just kind of stared at him. He told the joke, and he laughed. I did it, and you're like, that was an interesting joke.
That's what I usually say. I'm like, that was interesting.
I was going to say,
won't be using that.
Thanks.
An example of what not to say.
I'm like, wow. There's Barack people Obama. Like you everywhere, and it's just really sad.
Small-minded.
I had a guy that I was hanging out with say to me this. I don't know if I said this last time. He said, you know, black people should stick to their own. Black men should stick to their own when they date. And I'm like, excuse me? He goes, well, yeah. And I'm like, wow. Wow. Oh, my God. Like, you just said that? Really? I don't know.
That's frightening. That's frightening for several reasons. One of them, I would say, is definitely the fact that that is still happening.
I know it is.
Does he hang out with that guy?
Ago. It was this year. I'm like, we're 2014.
Oh, yeah, you feel like you just, like, went back in time. And you're
let's get my time machine and go back
to...
Is this
a whites-only area? When I was traveling from Florida to here, I passed through Texas, and I stopped at a... Yeah. I stopped, and I just dyed my hair extremely jet black before moving out here. So I stop at a gas station. I walk in, and I see a bunch of truckers, and I hear a guy said...
He called you an Indian.
He called me a beaner.
Oh,
and a guy.
I was going to say, I'm like, you got a Pocahontas thing going
on
too.
Beaners, and he goes, yeah, but she a pretty beaner. I'm like, yeah, I got to get gas quickly. I'm like, I got to get the fuck out of here.
Wow.
Like, next thing you know, he's telling me I have a pretty mouth or something.
Yeah, yeah.
For a beaner.
Near, near, near,
near.
For a beaner. I fuck with that situation. But if I'm traveling alone, probably not. But. When I have experiences like that, then I'm like, oh, okay, game on, motherfucker.
And I almost thought, I'm like, should I let them know I'm Brazilian-Italian, or is that worse? Like, maybe they don't need to know.
Wait, we don't have a name for your kind. Guys, we got to come up with some kind of hateful slur.
I wasn't supposed to hear this conversation. I was going out with a dude from Florida, and he was talking to his mom. Yeah, that's the first joke.
I just moved from Florida, so this just makes me laugh. Florida people are
like that. I'm already on board.
So I was dating this dude.
Like all the weirdos trickle down to the Florida is like the flaccid. I just said this on Guy Talk Radio. Florida is the flaccid penis of America, and all the weirdos just trickle down to that little. Yeah,
yes, big time.
Until they land on the. Keys.
The tip of it.
Where the real child molester fucking weirdos are. I want to hear your Florida story.
I was checking this out, see for, you know, if it was dating material or not in Florida, and I overheard the conversation he was having with his mom, and I heard her say, because
am I talking loud enough?
The
receiver, yeah.
That, right. We all know the tricks of the trade. Thank you. And she said, quote, she ain't one of those Yanks, is she?
Oh.
I'm like, what? Really? This is 2013.
Are we still?
Really?
Oh, no. Oh, wait,
she ain't one of those Yanks, is she?
Wait, wow. Lang, I can tell you from where I'm at, where I'm from, there are tons of Amish, and they actually call us Yankees. And then somebody who goes from being Amish to being just... you know, one of us, they call it yanking over. So they'd actually be like, you know, bunch of Yankees gonna come out and we're gonna help them put this barn up type thing. People still use that word.
Yanking over.
But that's even weirder. Is she from above the Mason-Dixon line?
I'm ignorant. I mean, it's not as bad as the N-word, but is Yankee, like, bad? I didn't think it was.
No, but I think it's still kind of weird.
It's like cracker would be the equivalent.
I don't care about cracker. I don't give a shit. I mean, whatever, but Yankee.
It's like certain words don't offend you as much. Like, I could say chinks and people would be okay with it. Some people.
Would they?
Yeah, some people would. You could say
Some people would.
People you could say okay guinea. People would be okay with it. You say spick, not so much. You say the N word, which I don't know why I didn't just say it because I just said spick, but I'm not. I'm just gonna not offend anybody.
But that's the point. There are some that are more charged than others. I don't think that Yankee is, or Yanks. I don't think any of that is charged with as much fuel.
Unless you're a Mets fan, other words. And then it's like really effed up for you to call a Mets fan a Yankee. I don't think it's that offensive because like you said, what year is this? It's 2014. Are we seriously still referring to people?
Well, I got some gingham from the local store and now we're going to go back to war after mother makes me a new pair of pants from the curtains. Yeah, that's weird that they're still using Yankee, or even that's a requirement. It's not a religious affiliation. It's no kind of, it's a geographical location, if anything. And at this point, we're so far removed from the Civil War. Who the hell's still doing that?
And I think that's interesting that guy just comes up to you and says, like, oh, you're going to enjoy this one. Like, all of a sudden, just he's assessed you as, like,
I never
one
did
of
any
his
black
kind.
Jokes, never did any derogatory, never used any words.
He
like
saw
that.
The camo on your hat, the American flag, and he's like, ah, she's...
She gets know. What oh, yeah. I'm about.
We're going to go do some like, wow. jokes later,
exactly.
me and this girl. High five, Lang. You know,
I
he's like, you became... I don't understand what makes people like... And like that's like going up to a girl and saying, oh, when are you due? You're like offending her and she's like, I'm not pregnant. It's the same kind of thing. Like, you don't know what you're coming up. Like someone, we talked about this before, some random person goes up to, you know, after a show goes up to Marc Maron and says a Jew thing, like a Jew joke. And he's like, you ain't one of them Jews, are you? And Mark's like, no, fuck those Jews. You know, and then like Stephen Brody's like, I'll own it. He's like, you know, I was born Jewish, but I didn't have a bar mitzvah. You know, I didn't do it. He's like, so... You know, don't categorize me as like whatever you hate.
Exactly. Or I'm going to come aboard your little parade.
Yeah.
No,
it's
not. It's
like you could either join them, like, yeah, fuck Jews.
Oh,
fuck
I'll
guys.
Show you.
Or you could just be like how you said, you're like, that's an
or
interesting
sometimes,
joke. Walk away.
Or sometimes join in on it, but be so over sarcastic. Yeah, fuck them. Yeah, yeah. And then look at them and go, do you know how stupid that sounds? Yeah. Really? Fuck tard. That's another
don't
one you're
you
not
hate
supposed
that?
To say either, but
don't
associate okay. tard with as being mentally challenged.
Me either. I thought you were trying to say that he was late, you know.
Tardy.
Yeah, you tardy asshole.
Oh,
that's
no,
where
I
was.
Call it is.
Or like
dummy.
He worked in tar pits.
No one likes a dumbbell. No one likes a dumbbell.
Don't you hate, as a comedian, do you... You obviously always get the one where, like, people are like, what do? You say, I'm a comic. Oh, tell me a joke. Yes. But what's worse when they say, tell me a joke or say something funny?
I got one for you.
Or when they're like, I could be a comic. And then they tell you their joke and you're just like, yeah, man, that's great stuff. Keep
it's the equivalent of saying, like, I'm a chef.
It's like, what do you?
I'll make you something. Here's a Hot Pocket. Yeah. Not even close, bro. Please. No thanks. No thanks. But you have a lot of... As a successful comic, you've got a lot of shows coming up, and I want to make sure you've got a huge list. I want to make sure we get to some of that at one point.
If you miss anything, go to my website, which is langcomedy.com.
And then it's
comedy.com. And I'm putting a page up of those pictures I was painted blue so you can look at my crotch, everybody. Okay, bunch of perverts.
Put up photos of your dog,
like,
crop
really,
dusting
I mean,
people.
You're that, you know, you're that deprived of sex people, you know, really, you're just...
All the porn tube sites out there,
exactly.
Facebook and Tinder and all this, all these like...
You really want to look at my ya-ya that bad?
I want to be famous enough that somebody wants to Photoshop my head on naked women's bodies. Come on! That's all I'm looking for. And that's the thing,
creepy.
Like... You,
that's like
oh, I know, I love
step
it.
Away
it's hilarious.
From like cutting out magazine photos and like sending people... messages with the letters you've cut.
Are you a size 14?
Like that's,
don't
yeah.
wish that upon
if you
yourself,
crop, that's
me.
Creepy.
I'm going to start leaving all my love notes and anytime I ever, I'm going to write my parents a letter and just like,
write,
dear mom
Chris,
and dad, all
write,
in.
Oh, that's funny. You should write Chris, have a good day, sweetheart. Like, and like, just cut out. That's fucking creepy.
Oh, I try to do all kinds of sexy things like that.
If you read that in a note in cursive, it's adorable. But if you read it with magazine letter cutouts, you're like, that's how you read it. Like, have a good day, sweetheart. Like, I'll fucking.
Hey, I'm making you a special dinner tonight. Don't be late. Yeah.
We're gonna watch Misery.
Rabbit. Hey, so have you ever seen that really romantic movie? I think it was like Fatal Attraction. I just love it. I just love it. Misery. That's gonna be us.
Yeah. So anyways, where are you gonna be?
Tonight, Cinema Bar on Sepulveda Boulevard. And then July 15th is my show I put on once a month because I'm paying it forward with laughter. It's free. It's at Ye Olde King's Head in Santa Monica, July 15th, west of the 405 Comedy Show, nice. 8 o'clock. Free.
Bitching.
Vegas. I'm going to be in Vegas, July 10th.
You're so money, baby.
Vegas, downtown Grand. Oh, boy. Okay. Hope I don't find any rats. Okay. M-Bar, July 9th. Great John promo. Lovitz, huge show. We're going to do our...
Fuck yeah.
The people that I went to, we did a USO tour. Debbie Praver, Susie Nice, and Chris Valente. We did a USO tour, and we're going to show pictures and talk about our trip. That is July 13th. Just go to my website. There are all the dates there. And
yeah, motherfuckers. Use the fucking internet.
Yeah, because you're sitting busy looking at my ya-ya with the internet. So now go to my website.
and look at her... Her yaya in there.
Yeah.
It'd be creepier if your friend sent you that photo and like put a filter on it. Like then you know he really took time. To, like
I'll tell you what it is after the podcast. You're gonna laugh.
Oh my god, that's so funny.
Yes, I'm gonna call you out and you know who you are.
And then when Julia and I see you in public, we're just gonna give you this look. Like totally. We know.
Like
we
come know on, man.
Secrets. That's gross.
That's great.
No. Yeah, and I got some stories
thank
for you.
For coming out. Thank you for having your dog fart in our faces. I mean, that was
twice.
An honor.
I know. I was going to say, I'm like, for some reason, everything before noon feels super early when it comes to the laugh making. I'm like, I can clean and everything else.
Dude,
I'm like,
I had so much shit done before 12 o'clock today. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And I also blame my lady business. I'm sorry, guys. Lady business, I'm very sad. But I am using... my medicinal marijuana card for what it's intended for.
Yes, congratulations. Julia is now
you're not
a
knocked
proud
up.
Owner.
That's good.
Oh, you know what? I celebrate it every time. Like, I do a
thanks
little...
Thanks for reminding me. I got to go get a Plan B pill after this.
No, hey, how was your date?
I wish I was joking about that right now, but I probably
it happens.
Should go do that.
Lost condom. Hey, where'd it go? I don't know. Let's go.
Hey, Eddie.
There was a moment where he whispered, I'm going to come inside you, and I'm like... No, don't. And then I don't know if it happened or not. And I'm like,
yikes.
I gotta go. I gotta take care of some shit.
Hey, Eddie,
today.
This is how you answer next person who asks, how was your date? I had to get Plan B. So if that answers your question, right? Am I right?
Well. We're good.
For
I sent my recent partner, I sent him a picture of, a negative test, a pregnancy test, and I was like, congratulations, you're not the father. I was like, that's gonna be like the coolest.
That's
like the happiest
hilarious.
Moment. Even if you don't think you knock someone up, you're like, yes. Whew,
no,
last thing to worry about today.
I've had a dude that wanted to get me knocked up, tried, and then I got Plan B and I ate the pills right in front of him going, any last requests? Anything? Come on. Here you go. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. You're not going to be a father.
That's funny.
Well, at least not from this oven is making no buns for you, my friend.
This oven is shut down.
Like,
my
factory is closed.
Goalie is, we're all good. The goalie is there and always will be there. You're not getting anything past
this
goalie.
I like the World Cup reference. Yeah.
Hey, guys, stop trying to get Lang pregnant. Just go to her shows and support her that way, okay? Yeah. God, is it too much to ask to go to the other shows?
Why would you want to knock me up? Really? Really? You want me knocked up?
Have you spent 5 minutes with me? That's what I usually say. Oh my guys.
Wait, have you
really
seen?
Don't want any
really?
Of this.
Have you
really want to go there?
I'm doing you a favor.
Look at this genetic makeup.
No,
exactly.
Trust me.
Do you want a little one that incessantly talks, sweats profusely, and like, you know, I got all this and vision problems. Guys, line up. This shit is on fire, right?
I could see putting out a good, like, you know, a wide receiver, a whole football team, because I'm built like a brick shithouse. But besides that, I am, no, I'm not, no kids are coming out of this. I like the way my junk looks already, okay? No kids are
You'd
coming
You'd have
out
to take them out alien style for me.
Yeah.
Like no a thanks. Claw machine. Beep. I have been yeah. chosen.
I've had a baby and that sounded terrifying to me. Like, I know the process. And the way that you just described that, I'm like, I never want to go through that. Oh shit, I did go through that at one point. It was nothing like that. But it kind of feels like that, because when you've got to go through like the whole process and get like pap smears in between, you know, your months and whatever, your different cycles you go through.
Because everyone that listens to this is like, yep.
Yeah, here guys, this is for you dope fans. My doctor was like this Asian dude, and he was not nice. Ooh. And yes, I was pregnant, but I had a very, and I still do have a very tight vagina. And it hurt every time he like did the you know, what's the machine thing?
The speculum?
Yeah. When he puts it into your thing and it's like, did you just shove that into my asshole? It hurts so much. And it was painful. So when you described the claw thing, I thought of that guy and I'm like, that is kind of like how it is.
I've always found that women.
Ladies don't have babies.
I don't like women gynecologists. I don't, well, first of all, I don't want a woman looking at my yaya. And second of all, I find that they're a little more rougher than guys, but you just proved that
like
wrong.
They're what jealous or something. They're yes. like, this bitch has a tight cunt. I'm gonna fuck it up. Oh, sorry.
Oh, no. You should just blow out the candle and let that.
Farts.
Let that scent be.
Saying, stay dope.
Wow. Have a good one, people.
You just blew the candle out on him like a Survivor episode.
Wow. Yes.
You like, you've got to leave the island.
Island. Yeah. Wow. He's potent. See, I got to find somebody who can put up with my dog farts. Seriously.
That's the kind of man she's looking for.
Yes. That's what I'm talking
someone
about.
Who
somebody can man up to the occasion.
I'm looking for someone who won't focus in on my
like,
ya-ya and
you
pictures.
You want a guy that like when you smell the dog fart, you're like, was that you or him? And he's like, try to figure it out. He just
see, that's the kind of dude I like. You know, I'll never grow up. If you want,
he's like, hey, honey, come here. Guessing game. Me or the dog. Sniff.
I love that kind of shit. I'll never grow
I think,
up.
I think I'm your kind of guy, Lang. Like,
if you had different plumbing, I'd be all over you.
If I'm not like, but I'm not into your dog farts, and
no,
I don't fart. I'm a lady.
He gives the best Dutch ovens ever.
Oh, man.
I love that damn dog.
Oh, man. Everybody, her dog is going to just tell you guys to stay dope.
You are what you are.